Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Who will you be? If you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you'll want to get into today's podcast. Who will you be? Not necessarily who are you now, but who is it that you want to be, that you desire to be as you move forward in life? Well, the question came up a couple of times and I thought, oh, it's quite profound, especially in light of the fact that many people today, young, middle-aged, and older, doesn't matter their background, grapple with self-identity. In fact, many are at the point where they feel like they've lost hope, and the hope being something that lives within them. Sometimes that lack of hope shows up as self-loathing, self-sabotage, and on an outward level, it ends up manifesting where people end up disliking other people on the outside. Frequently because they don't like themselves or who they think they are. So let's not focus so much on who we think we are today in light of our circumstances, but who it is we wish to be or to become. What exactly does it mean to be? To be. Well, the definitions are several, but let me give you a couple that stepped out for me. One of the definitions to be is to exist in actuality. To have reality or life. Isn't that powerful? If you're going to be, then you're going to exist in actuality and you're going to present yourself in life. Second definition is to equal in meaning or identity. So I am going to be a great person. I'm going to be someone who has a lot of integrity. I'm going to be someone who is strong internally. I'm going to be an honest person. Think about it in those terms. And here's a third one, a third definition for the meaning of to be. It's to belong to a specified class or group. Think about the power in that. Maybe you're part of a group or a class right now that you're not all that thrilled with. It might be a gang. It might be a group of people that are very critical or very abusive of others. And something in you is wallowing in a lack of hope, thinking, oh, I'm stuck here. But I want you to know, when you answer the question, who will you be? Who will you be? That question has everything to do with where you want to go through your own will, through your own determination, and through your own intentions. So think about that for today. Now, I want to give you another picture, okay? If you want to think about an analogy in life, take a look at the Rubik's Cube. Have you ever played with one? These are cubes that are supposed to all line up on all sides. And it was a very popular game years ago. And it was really kind of a, oh my, it was like one of those games you had to keep playing with over and over and over again, constantly moving the elements so that this cube, when complete, would all be properly aligned, meaning it would be the same thing on all sides. And in order for people to play this game, they had to make moves and then make more moves. And then if they got on the wrong path, they'd have to undo certain moves. It was a constant moving and a shifting of the smaller elements within the larger cube until the final solution came about, where everything was in proper order, proper uniform, proper, I'd say, harmony. That is a picture of our lives. Maybe right now we're a Rubik's Cube that's designed to go into perfect harmony or perfect order, and yet we're disordered right now. Know that every single time you make a decision, every single time you have a choice or a behavior to take or to make or not make, you are making your own little moves in your own Rubik's Cube to go from where you are presently to where and to whom you will be and who you're willing yourself to be. I have been reminded of two people that I was in touch with recently, both of whom I went to school with when I was growing up. One girl I went all through grammar school and all through high school with, and the other girl I just knew from high school. And it was very interesting reconnecting with them so many years later, because it brought this whole notion of who will you be to mind. In the first case, one of the girls was, I would say, marginalized when she was a child. She wasn't very popular, and I think in some ways she did not care for herself. So she didn't apply herself, didn't always take care of herself, and probably was not considered among the brighter students in school as well. So it worked on a number of levels. Well, I've spoken with her several times through various communications, and this is many years down the pike. And the most recent time I heard from her, again, this whole idea came to mind. Who will you be? Because this one girl started one way and became a completely different person. Yeah, she may look somewhat the same on the outside, but her inner world, her relationships, the things she's paid attention to, have so moved her along in life that she comes across now as so thoughtful, intelligent, well articulated in her writings. And I thought, wow, she has become a greater version of herself, maybe even better than one she imagined herself in, if at all, as a growing child. And I had a similar but different experience with someone else I went to high school with, who I recently connected with. And she had one kind of persona when she was in high school, very much involved in arts. And now you could fast forward her many years into the future, and she shared with me how she has reinvented herself with three totally different careers. She has traveled throughout the world. Right now, she works in New York with underprivileged families. And she said, Maura, I am one of those rare individuals that comes home from work every night with such a smile on my face. She said, I love what I do. And this is a woman who previously was in corporate positions and whatever else. And all I could think about is this woman has become, through the course of time and intention and her own will, yet another person. And it's yet a more glorious vision of what she was before. I would say more animated, more alive, more present here in the moment, and more glistening and giving more to the world. So I want you to think the same in terms of yourself. Who will you be? Are you one of those people who thinks, oh my gosh, I've always been this, I'm always going to be this, I'm stuck in this, and the world has me stuck in this, and circumstances have me stuck here, or my family has stuck me here, or society, or economics, whatever it may be, and that's where the hope goes away. I want you to think of the little Rubik's Cube and how you are the brains inside the Rubik's Cube, that something within you is going to continue working forward and working forth, even if it means you make two right moves followed by another move where you have to backtrack and then go in another direction, that ultimately you will become the solving of the puzzle, the final result, the actuality of the person you want to be. If I could finish this with one more significant story, it has to do with my background. And I believe this is going to speak to someone somewhere who's listening in. Over 20 years ago, I was involved with a group of women. They were Christian women here in Tampa Bay, and they were getting increasingly alarmed about the number of flesh industries here in Tampa Bay. When I say flesh industries, it was a lot of porn shops, a lot of strip joints where girls were selling themselves, whatever. In fact, we had actually become, about 20, 25 years ago, known as the porn capital of the United States, where on a per capita basis, we had more of these places than, let's say, any other red light district around the world and around the country. So just going back, I want to put you back in time to where I was. These Christian ladies and I were going out to some of these places, and we were meeting with some of the girls who were part of the strip club grouping, thinking we could pull them out, we can speak to them, they could come to Jesus. Nice idea. No matter where you are, you can be creating a new life for yourself and see yourself completely differently. It was all quite wonderful until one day, a very nice girl from the former Soviet Republic, or let's say the USSR, had come out to speak with us. She heard everything. She felt very, very good, but she made a decision to stay where she was. And I remember one day her manager came out to meet her. Very beautiful girl, but it was very evident to me that this girl, although she might have wanted some things for herself in life, was owned and controlled and operated by someone else. And that was her manager. Now, it was a long time ago, but I was able to discern, let's say, that this is a girl who was probably brought in from another country under certain expectations. And when she got here, she realized she was going to have to sell her body. I looked at that girl and my heart went out to her because she wanted to be free, but was currently in a place where she was not. That may be you today. You may be listening on the internet. You may be hearing people. You may be hearing my voice and think, oh, I would like another life. I so feel for another life, but I am so condemned where I am. And furthermore, I see other people condemning me, and I'm even condemning myself. And because of that, you've lost hope. I want you to know, if you have been one of those women or men or young people involved in human trafficking, you are not alone, number one. Number two, you can will yourself to be the person you want to be. And thirdly, if you live anywhere and have done things that have harmed yourself and other people, I still tell you, do not lose hope. Because even with where you've been and what you've been involved in, where there is a will on your part to become a part of life, you can not only get yourself there through over and over and over again, thinking anew, creating new behaviors, and willing yourself to that new place, but also in your wake, you can do a lot of good. Don't lose hope. You will be the person you want to be. Well, those are my thoughts for you. I sure hope that if you are getting some value out of my podcasts, that you'll subscribe, that you'll write a kind review, and that you also will share me with other people who want to live happier, freer, and more authentically from the inside out. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.